Los Angeles is making strides towards fighting unemployment and global warming in one foul swoop. Last year, the House of Representatives passed a bill that would make more than $100 million a year available across the country to train workers for jobs in the clean energy sector. Now, Los Angeles has created its own green initiative. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi joined Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa to announce the plan.
Mayor Villaraigosa's green initiatives are keeping Los Angeles in the lead now and in the future. By creating public-private partnerships, you will not only create local jobs and green jobs and train workers in the green energy revolution, but leverage private capital with federal incentives to ensure that the United States is the leader in innovation and competitiveness in the renewable energy sector.
The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power is formulating a strategy to create more than 300 jobs in solar energy in the next 3 years. Mayor Villaraigosa says that greening the economy is crucial to environmental and financial health.
By expanding solar in Los Angeles, we can green our economy while expanding it. Our solar jobs initiative is just the tip of the iceberg, because there won't be any icebergs left if we don't do something comprehensive to green our economy.
Brian Hurd teaches people how to install solar panels at the East LA Skills Center. He says that green-collar jobs create work opportunities for people who may otherwise have trouble finding employment.
Well, the whole thrust of the green-collar jobs movement is to provide pathways out of poverty, also to provide a bridge to middle-class jobs to our most disenfranchised.
Hurd says that solar paneling jobs are in high demand because there aren't enough people trained in the new technology.
The problem is contractors cannot find trained installers. They're just not out there. Because even though solar's been around a while, it's relatively new technology as far as the workforce.
Hurd predicts that solar technology will eventually be in every building in the city. Technical programs funded by legislation such as Nancy Pelosi's Green Jobs Act of 2007 will help train workers to make that happen.
You have to imagine this. Every structure in Southern California was some type of solar. It's going to happen in your lifetime. So we're looking at a ton of work. I'm talking about we don't have the training. Well, we have to expand this. And it's programs like Nancy Pelosi's, programs like that, that are going to make it possible.
As a part of the Green Initiative, the Los Angeles DWP has designated 5 South Los Angeles high schools for green-collar job training. Sonata Lee, Annenberg Radio News.